With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network as we continue a look at draft strategy division by division. We have taken a look at the East teams, AFC East, NFC East. We have given you AFC North, NFC North. This show, we're going to talk about the South, the AFC South and NFC South. Draft strategy at this point, a reminder though, that it's going to change as more free agent moves, not just who you sign, but who you lose, will affect this. So it's kind of an early look as we're more than a month away from draft day. We're going to focus a lot on the draft. Draft free agency is what we're all about now, because this is the strategy that leads to making the move that is going to best allow you to improve your roster. But another reminder that LandryFootball.com is where you can get most of the information, more detailed information about each team, each player, draft boards, you name it, LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of the scouting season offer today. That'll get you the best deals that we've got going. It'll take you through the scouting season, all the way through the draft, all the way through next football season. So it's the best one we've got going. Try it out for a month. 6 months, if you want to do that as well. Also, subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network, wherever you get your podcasts, so that you can make sure that you don't miss any of our shows. So, the South, AFC South is where we're going to start. And when you're looking at the South, it's of the AFC. Start with the Houston Texans, who are in a position, now it's no secret, they need a quarterback. There's kind of the thought, as they were sitting there number two behind the Bears before the Bears traded to the Panthers, pretty much the thought that they were going to use their first-round pick on one of the top quarterbacks in the draft. There's, I know, a lot of interest in Bryce Young, and it may still be the guy that they want and likely going to be there at number two still. Obviously, it puts a wrench in it that Carolina is at number one. Now, the only thing that maybe changes is the fact that until the Panthers made the move with the Bears at number one, there was the assumption that someone was going to move up to number one and take a quarterback. And so I think that the Texans were in a are in a position to where they think they're going to get a really good one. The question is, do they like two of them? If they like two of them and are very comfortable with two of them, they're in perfect position because they're going to get one of them. You know, it is with Davis Mills, who's a young quarterback that's very capable of being a quality backup. I think adding another quarterback in some way, maybe two guys through the draft or another guy that they want to add in the offseason. That's absolutely what they want to do, is to work that quarterback room and improve that. Now, they've got a lot of resources with 11 picks, two in the top 12. They could, you know, certainly do a good job of getting a good quarterback that's likely going to be their future and putting some surrounding elements around him. Indianapolis, general manager Chris Ballard knows that.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
The quarterback position is something he's got to fix and steer them in the right direction. They have been struggling ever since Andrew Luck retired. You know, Chris Ballard's very measured. He wants to build a really good roster, but he knows that the quarterback situation is absolutely critical that he fixes, or he's not going to survive there. Neither is Frank Reich. But we got to let and see how these play out. They're not in the great position. And people will say, well, they got to take it. They don't have to do anything. What if they like Stroud and Bryce Young and they're gone and they can't move up? Well, then you don't necessarily take a Will Levis or an Anthony Richardson if you're not sold on them. I think you got to be smart about that. Everyone just assumes, well, it's just some name on the list. And, well, I read, you know, 20 mock drafts and everybody has one. That means he's good enough. Take him. Mock drafts are not evaluators, and they're not people that know how to evaluate. So keep that in mind. Do the Colts want to possibly move up? I don't think that they're going to move up. They're not going to move up to one or two. I don't think they're getting Houston out of that pick. Certainly like not getting Carolina out of the pick they just moved up for. So, because I think both those teams want a quarterback. So they're in a little bit of a unique situation where they've got to let the draft come to them a little bit. They need to be sold on the player. And they, I think to me, it's more difficult to be sold on one of these quarterbacks as a slam dunk outside of the top two. So we'll see. Shane Steichen, the new coach there. Size is not going to scare him away. You know, Frank Wright was a guy that I think lost his job mainly because they couldn't figure out the quarterback situation. Unfair to him. But Chris Ballard's job is on the line if he doesn't fix it. So I do think that we'll see how that one plays out. Jacksonville got their quarterback. Boy, what a great situation it is when you've got your quarterback. You don't have to worry about forcing a pick. You can just put a good team around the quarterback. And they've taken a really good approach last couple of off seasons. Last year, they hit a home run in free agency. And, you know, retaining Evan Engram, Juwan Taylor, we'll see if Balke and Peterson are aligning their vision to prioritize the draft in this second year. They're probably a year away from engaging in contract discussions with Trevor Lawrence, so they've got some flexibility here to go out and build out this roster with young guys around them that could maybe take this team and put them clearly as the team to beat in the AFC South, because Indianapolis, again, as we just discussed, trying to figure out their quarterback situation. Tennessee, good team, but quarterback situation is a concern. Houston is probably a long way away roster-wise, but that's kind of the situation that they're in. They're in pretty good position. to go ahead and make a run here. Now, the Tennessee Titans, the two key positions, came into clear focus recently. It's no surprise that Mike Vrabel and Rand Carthon and new offense coordinator Tim Kelly would.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Public to support Ryan Tannehill. And it's likely that he's going to be the guy going into this final year of his deal, but you know that they don't really have an option at this point. They've got a young quarterback that they drafted that's not ready. They got a team that's capable of competing and winning and need to. I think they're going to be focused on drafting the offensive line help and seeing if they can fix that group through free agency and the draft. And if the plan is rolling with Tannehill, the top priority has to be the offensive line, followed by receiver. Those areas would be just as needy with a rookie quarterback in mind, but it is something that I think is going to be paramount to their success. So that's a look at the AFC South. The NFC South, it starts right up at the top with the Carolina Panthers. They were not willing to go as high as the Saints were willing to go in a commitment to Derek Carr. And there was Frank Wright and Scott Fitterer were interested in trading up for a quarterback. The Panthers considered all options, but they know they would have to switch places with Arizona at three to ensure they get one of the top three quarterbacks on the board. You know, moving up to one gets them in a position to take who they want. I think it could very well be C.J. Stroud. He kind of fits the mold of upside with a lot of ability and potential. So we're going to see with Frank Wright now, the new head coach there, has been good with quarterbacks, but hasn't had a young quarterback in a while. And GM Scott Fitterer, how well will they work together?
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
That's going to be interesting. They control the first pick, and they'll likely control what Houston does with the second pick, assuming Houston likes both of them, or if Carolina prefers Stroud and the Texans prefers Young, then they both get their top guy on their board is how it could play out. But clearly, they have moved up into the catbird seat where they can make that determination of where they want to go. next up, the New Orleans Saints walked away from the combine having addressed their most important need. They now have a present and future quarterback in Derek Carr. With this addition, the Saints arguably jump back to the top of the NFC South with the only team that's stable at this point at quarterback. They've got a really good roster. That's pretty good combination of youth. They played poorly on defense, but had so many injuries. It's really going to depend on how well Carr plays. It allows the Saints to be able to go and put pieces around Carr. They don't have to form fit for a quarterback. So they're in pretty good shape there, and I think that's what they're going to do. And the Atlanta Falcons, look, they're at least looking at all the quarterback options. There is some talk about making a run, and I can tell you this is probably where the owner is thinking. He's more involved in the optics of how things look, and they were in the Deshaun Watson discussion. But maybe they don't hang in to the DeMar Jackson sweepstakes because of the cost it would take, both in trade value and guaranteed money. So assuming that is the case, they're going to look at all the quarterbacks, certainly. And I think that they would consider the fact that Desmond Ridder is a talented young guy, but I don't know that he's their future. A guy like Anthony Richardson would make some sense for Atlanta, considering that they're under Arthur Smith, a run-first team. And implementing him in some of the run elements like Lamar Jackson would. And that's why Lamar Jackson would be a great fit for him, for them, just from a pure football standpoint. Cap, trade value, all of that would maybe, to me, lean going in a different direction. But they have interviewed a lot of those guys and worked hard on those guys. It doesn't mean they're going quarterback in the first round. I think it depends on who's there and what they're able to get there. But I think if they like one, they certainly, I think, are going to take one. But there's going to be a really good player to surround and build this team and improve this running game and improve this defense. So that's the way I think they're thinking at this point, strategizing at this point, heading into it. That's a look at the AFC South and the NFC South draft strategy at this point. Again, we'll update this as we get a little closer to the draft. A reminder, you can get more detailed breakdowns of this and all the free agent and draft information at LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of the scouting season offer that we have. It's the best one we got going. Try it out for a month, 6 months, whatever is your pleasure. Also, subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network wherever you get your podcasts so to make sure that you don't miss any of our shows. Will be a reminder, you can check back on the North, the AFC and the NFC North breakdowns, as well as the AFC and NFC East breakdowns. We've just got one more left. That's the West. That's coming up. So make sure you check and look for that in a little bit. And again, make sure you subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network. But for now, so long, and we'll talk to you soon.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.